Gail McGovern helped pull the Red Cross out of a $209 million deficit after taking the job in 2008. She recalls when the earthquake struck Haiti in 2010, she received a $1 million donation from the chief marketing officer at a Fortune 500 company and a letter from a seven-year-old boy with a crumpled dollar bill.
And when I make decisions, I really think about those two people, and I imagine that they're standing over my shoulder, and I think, would they think this is a waste, or would they think this is a good use?
McGovern spoke to business and community leaders at Zions Bank a day after Red Cross announced it's formalizing a 25-year-old partnership with the LDS Church. McGovern says outside of Utah, the partnership will only be as good as the communities where the two organizations serve.
So it's incumbent upon the Red Cross and all 650 chapters to do community outreach to the LDS Church, and I would add vice versa, to make sure that this happens everywhere.
LDS churches can be used as shelters as well as approved blood service facilities. They also work with the Red Cross on disaster preparedness drills. Whitney Evans, KUER News.